नमोम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत निति नामिनी नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग टुडे सेशन। वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम द थर्ड चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद गीता विच इज टाइटल्ड एज कर्म योग। आई डू अ क्विक रिकैप ऑफ व्हाट वी हैव सीन टिल नाउ एंड देन वी विल टेक द सब्जेक्ट मैटर फॉरवर्ड। सो रिमेंबर इन द सेकेंड चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद गीता Krishna glorified jnana to be supreme in comparison with karma. So he glorified jnana yoga over karma yoga by indicating that by speaking such a long section glorifying the sthita pragya. But at the same time he personally instructed Arjuna also to he mentioned that karmanyevadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachanam. He instructed Arjuna to practice karma yoga. So here is where Arjuna gets confused and he is wondering, why are you confusing me like this? On one hand you glorify Jnana Yoga to be superior to Nishkama Karma Yoga. And on the other hand, you are asking me to do Nishkama Karma Yoga. So, why don't you just allow me to practice the superior yoga? If Jnana is superior, then you should be recommending me to do Jnana, right? Why are you recommending me to do Karma? So, this is the doubt that Arjuna gets. He says, Jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana tatkim karmani gore mam niyojayasi keshava. O Krishna, if you, in your opinion, if knowledge or jnana is superior to action, then kim mam niyojayasi tat gore karmani, then why you are engaging me in this ghastly warfare of fighting? If you think that utilizing the intelligence and performing jnana is superior to karma, then why you are engaging me in this ghastly warfare of fighting? And then he says, Vyamishrenaiva vakyena buddhi mohe sivame tad ekam vada nischitya yena shreyoham apnivan. So you're bewildering equivocal talking. So therefore, can you please tell me one thing which I should do, which will eventually be beneficial for me? What I should do? Tell me very clearly. So in response to this, Krishna says that Lokesmin vivida nishta pura prokta mayanaga jnana yogen kyanam karma yogena yoginam. He says, oh Arjuna, the two different kinds of instructions that you are feeling is true, but this is for two different categories of people who have two different qualifications. So for those who are qualified for karma, instructions on karma yoga is there. And for those who are qualified for jnana yoga, instructions is there. So and of course, Jnana Yoga is superior to Karma Yoga, but that does not mean that you have qualification for Jnana Yoga. Just because Jnana Yoga is better, you cannot practice Jnana Yoga, because practice of a process has to be according to one's adhikar. So practice of any particular spiritual process has to be according to one's adhikar. So if you have adhikar for Karma Yoga, you should practice Karma Yoga. If you have adhikar for Jnana Yoga, you should practice Jnana Yoga. And if you have adhikar for bhakti, you should practice bhakti yoga. So therefore, even though it is true that jnana yoga is superior to karma yoga, but still I asked you to practice karma yoga because that is qualified for. That is what he is suggesting here. Krishna is suggesting here that way. Lokesmin vividanishta pura prokta mayanaga jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena yoginam. That I have spoken in the last chapters. In the last chapter, I spoke about two types of qualification for people of this world. Those qualified for jnana are known as practitioners of jnana yoga, and those qualified for nishkama karma yoga are known as practitioners of karma yoga. Right? Then we saw that na karmanam anarambhan naishkarmyam purushoshnate nacha sanyasanadeva siddhim samadhigacchati. He says that, my dear Arjuna, without performing nishkama karma yoga or without performing one's prescribed karma, one cannot attain purity. Only by practicing nishkama karma yoga only, gradually the heart becomes purified, and then when the heart is completely free of material desires, only such a person can meditate on Brahman. Otherwise, if the heart is filled with lot of material desires, it is not possible to focus and meditate on Brahman. It is not possible. So therefore, in order to perform jnana yoga or sannyas, it is purification of heart is very critical. And that purification of heart happens only by practice of nishkama karma yoga. So he says, na karmanam anarambhan naishkarmyam purushoshnate. Understand, my dear Arjuna, that without practicing nishkama karma yoga, your heart will not be purified. Nacha sanyasanadeva siddhim samadhigacchati. And without, if your heart is not purified, simply by giving up your prescribed duties, you cannot attain perfection. You cannot attain perfection simply by giving up your prescribed duties. So therefore he says, sannyas does not purify the heart. Rather, sannyas is not meant for purification. Rather, sannyas is meant for meditation on Brahman. So sannyas requires purification. Sannyas does not cause purification. What causes purification is detached performance of one's varnashram duties, detached performance of one's prescribed duties, nishkama karma yoga. That is what creates purification. That is the cause of purification. Whereas sannyas requires purification. So sannyas can start only when one's heart gets purified by nishkama karma yoga. So this is what Krishna is very clearly communicating to Arjuna here. That na karmanam anarambhan naishkarmyam purushoshnate nacha sanyasana adeva siddhim samadhigacchati. That without performing prescribed duties, your heart will not be purified. And without purification, just like that, if you take up sannyas, you will not achieve perfection at all. Right. So this is what he is indicating here. Then in the next verse, he says, nahi kaschit karma krit karyate hi avashak karma sarva prakriti jair gunaihi. He says that so Arjuna, a conditioned soul whose heart is filled with material desires, he cannot remain with performing an activity even for a moment. Karyate hi avashak karma sarva prakriti jair gunaihi. He will perform karma. He will perform some activity because his vasanas will push him to act anyway. But But if he is whimsically acting without following the guidelines of the scriptures, if he is whimsically acting without following the guidelines of the scriptures, if he is acting only purely out of his the pushing of his material vasanas, then he will commit sin. Okay, so the path of Karma Yoga allows the practitioner to engage more or less in a way that is conducive to his nature. Because if people don't get to act according to their nature, then they get then they don't feel satisfied. So people's nature will push them to act in a particular way. So if there is sattvagun, rajogun, tamogun, or a mixture of that, it will push them to act in a particular way. So these varnashram prescribed duties give them an opportunity to act according to their nature so that they can feel satisfied. Even if they don't practice varnashram, they will anyway act according to their nature, but whimsically. And whimsical action will lead to sins. Whereas actions according to your nature, when performed according to the guidelines of the Dharma Shastras, will save you from sinful reactions. So therefore, Krishna is telling Arjuna, look, Arjuna, you have this nature of a Kshatriya. Whether you perform, you may say that, oh, I will not perform, I will take sannyas. Just because you take sannyas, your nature is not going to die. Your nature will stay. And that nature will push you to act anyway. And if you act, because you are not following the shastras, you will act whimsically. And when you act whimsically, you will get sinful reaction. Better you act according to the scriptures. Okay? Which will give you provision for acting according to your nature, by which you will be satisfied. And at the same time, you will not incur sinful reactions. So therefore, he says, Nahi kaschit shanamapi jatu tishtatya karma karyate hi avashak karma sarva prakriti jair gunaihi. Not even for a moment can remain without, a conditioned soul cannot remain without acting. Karyate hi avashak karma sarva prakriti jair gunaihi. He will be forced to act according to his vasanas. So better than considering giving up your varnashram prescribed duties, better act according to them. This is the question that Krishna is giving to Arjuna here in this section. Then he says, then Arjuna says, look, Arjuna may tell Krishna, look, Krishna, actually na, you leave that to me. I will give you assurance that I will not act. I will not perform any activities of sense gratification. That assurance I will give you. Just allow me to take sannyas. Arjuna may tell like this to Krishna. So Krishna responds to this. He says, look, Arjuna, do you know what is the real meaning of sannyas? Real meaning of sannyas does not mean not engaging in any activities, but real, not just to refrain the senses from touching the sense objects. Not indulging in sense gratification is not necessarily sannyas. Real sannyas means if the sense gratificatory desire only should not come. That's what he says. Karmendriyani sanyamya ya aste manasasmaran. Ya aste manasasmaran indriyartha vimudatma mityacharasa uchyate. He says, a person who may not be engaging his senses in the acts of sense gratification, but his mind may be meditating on activity of sense gratification. His mind may be meditating on the sense object. So such a person who thinks that he is a sannyasi just because he is not engaging in sense gratification, but while his mind is meditating on the objects of sense gratification, he is a pretender, in the sense he is cheating himself, because that is not sannyas. With that kind of a mindset, he will not be able to meditate on Brahman and accomplish the goal of sannyas, which is Brahman realization. So he is a pretender, in the sense he is cheating himself. So karmendriyani sanyamya yaste manasa smaran atma indriyartan vimudatma mityachara sauchyate. So then he says to indriyani manasa niyamyarabate arjuna karmendri karmayogam asaktah savishishyate. He says that so this misguided sannyasi is very unfortunate. So better than a misguided sannyasi is a guide who is properly practicing Kamakarma Yoga. Like that. So he says that yastu indriyani manasa niyamyarabate arjuna karmendriyaihi karmayogam asaktaha savishishyate. But better than this person is one who, free from attachment, controls the senses by the mind. How does he control? By engaging the senses in nishkama karma yoga, by engaging his senses in the one's varnashram duties. If he does that, then such a person is superior to a sannyasi who is misguided and thinks that, oh, it does not really mind if my it's not really matters if my mind is thinking about sense gratification, as long as I don't indulge in sense gratification, I don't indulge my senses in sense gratification. So such a person is misguided. So better than a misguided sannyasi is a properly guided grihastha who is following his varnashram duties properly. This is what Krishna is telling here. Therefore, he concludes in this 8 verse, etam kurvam karmajaya karmanah shatrate dadyed akarmanah. Just hold on for 1 second. Okay, just give me 1 second. Okay, so I'll share the screen again. So he says, Niyatam Kuru Karmatvam. So therefore, Arjuna, I am telling you, you are not qualified for sannyas because your heart is not pure. Therefore, I am telling, Kuru Niyatam Karma. So Niyamit Roop Se Aapka Varnashram Karma Ko Karo Aap. Niyatam Kuru Karmatvam. Karma Jayohi Akarmanah. So, ye jo Nishkam Karma Yog hai, ye Sanyas Se Uchit hai. Aapko. Because aapko Sanyas Ka Yogyata Nahi hai aapko. So, Nishkam Karma Yoga is better than Jnana Yoga for you. Tvam kuru niyatam karma. You should be performing your Nishkama Karma Yoga only. That karma is better than sannyas for you. Nate prasidhye sharira yatra api. You will not even be able to maintain your body by non-action, by sannyas. So therefore, you should not consider sannyas right now, You should rather consider just practicing your prescribed duties with detachment. So then he says that then he teaches Nishkama Karma Yoga. How should this Nishkama Karma Yoga be practiced so that one does not get bound to this material world? So he says, Yajyartha Karmano Anyatra Lokoyam Karma Bandana Tadartham Karma Kaunteya Mukta Sangha Samachara. So he says that Yajyartha Karmano Anyatra. So he says, without performing actions for the purpose of sacrifice, you know, in Nishkama Karma Yoga, particular yajnas or sacrifices are prescribed according to a person's varna. A Brahmana should perform these sacrifices, Kshatriya, those sacrifices like that. So unless, without performing actions for the purpose of sacrifice, he says that Ayam lokaha karma bandhana. The people of this world are bound by their actions. So, unless one performs one's prescribed duties, if one neglects one's prescribed duties, any other activity will bind one to this material world. Therefore, O Kaunteya, tadartham karma samachara, perform actions for that purpose, mukta sangaha, and in that way you will become freed from your results. Freed from the attachment to results. Mukta sangaha tadartham karma samachara. Without being attached to the fruits, material fruits of that action, please perform actions for the purpose of yajna. So here, Srila Vishnachakra Thakur writes, so Arjuna may argue that, oh, but the Smriti scriptures say that one is bound by actions. Karmana badyate jantuhu. So the Shastras say that by actions, one gets bound. Therefore, if you are asking me to perform actions, but the Shastras say that by actions, one get bound. So if I perform actions, I will get bound. Why are you asking me to perform actions? So Krishna says, no. Yajyartat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. Any action which is performed, which is not offered to the Supreme Lord, that will bind one. But that dharma which is offered to Vishnu without personal desire is called as yajna. So when scriptural duties are offered to Vishnu without personal desire, it is called as yajna. So yajnartha karma means activities which are scriptural duties which are offered to Vishnu is called as yajnartha karma. So if one is not performing activities according to the Dharma Shastras, which prescribe actions according to their Varna and Ashrama, they will become bound. And by default, Nishkama Karma Yoga Shastras recommend that the practitioners offer the activities to the Supreme Lord, Vishnu or Krishna. So if that is not done, then the person is bound by karma. Therefore, you should perform actions for accomplishing such duties. Karma samachara, tadartham karma samachara. So he says that Arjuna may ask, oh, but even if I may perform actions which are offered to Vishnu, but I may still perform those actions with desires. Then if I perform those actions with desires, I'll still be bound, right? So Krishna says, yeah, that's why I'm telling you Mukta Sangha. Without attachment to the fruits of the activity, you should perform those activities like that. So, then, so this is where in the verse number 3.9 is where we paused. Before we continue this discussion, Any quick questions, comments, anything anyone would like to share as add before we move on to the 10th verse? Okay, there is one question in the chat box. What about Dhritarashtra's renunciation by leaving the kingdom after hearing Vidura? Does that mean he was purified then? Well, this is a very good question. Dhritarashtra gave up the kingdom and went to the forest. How would you see his renunciation? Well, here is where we should consider that Vidura exactly understood what was the qualification of Dhritarashtra. Okay. And Vidura was very learned. Vidura, a pure devotee, perfected devotee. So he was very learned and he was capable of judging Dhritarashtra and Gandhari's qualification. So whatever may be exactly, whatever was the recommendation of Vidura to Dhritarashtra, it must have been appropriate according to their qualification. That much we know for sure. So it was not exactly, because we don't know all the details of Dharma Shastra. Okay, so just that only we can only surmise that whatever would have been recommended by Vidura for Dhritarashtra would have been the right thing, because Vidura would not suggest anything to Dhritarashtra that would make him further commit sinful activities, you know, like by neglecting his own karma. So that much we know for sure. Otherwise, what exactly was prescribed, what exactly was the qualification of Dhritarashtra, that we do not know for sure. Next question. There is one more question in the chat box. One who is qualified for jnana, is he beyond the three modes? Or what does it mean that someone's heart is purified? Good question. Yes, one who is qualified for jnana, his heart is actually purified of the three modes in the form of vasanas. At least the rajoguni, tamoguni vasanas are completely gone, which is why he is able to meditate on the Brahma. Meditate on Atma and Paramatma. So otherwise it is not possible. So definitely his swabhava is beyond the three modes, but his practice itself is not beyond the three modes. But his swabhava is beyond the three modes. All the unfavorable vasanas are destroyed. And of course, that practice of jnana also involves an element of bhakti, or the practice of nishkama karma yoga also involves an element of bhakti, which is what is primarily contributing to the cleansing of the heart. Like that. Any other questions, comments before we move ahead? Okay. If there is none, then we will continue our discussion. So Krishna continues. He says,
Sahayagya praja srishtva puro vacha prajapatihi anena prashavishyadvam evosvishtakamaduk.
He says, Prajapati, Brahma, sahayagyaha praja srishtva, having created the population along with sacrifice, Pura Uvacha, long ago he spoke, Anena Prashavishyadvam, may you prosper by this sacrifice. Esha Vaha Astu Ishta Kama Dhuk, may it fulfill all your material desires. Okay. So he explains here that these yajnas are bona fide and Brahma created these sacrifices. That is what he is suggesting here. Krishna is suggesting here to Arjuna. He says that Sahayagya Prajasrishtva Purovacha Prajapati. Brahmaji, along with creating the living entities, especially human beings, along with that, he also created these sacrifices, this yajna. And then he gave instruction to those human beings by telling, oh, my dear human beings, may you please be prosperous by performing this sacrifice. And if you perform this sacrifice, these sacrifices, it will fulfill all your material desires, like that. So he is indicating the importance of sacrifice or the prescribed duties. So here Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti says, long ago, along with Yajna, Brahma created the creatures qualified for offering to Vishnu and said, increase more and more the population by this dharma or Yajna. May this Yajna bestow all desired enjoyment for you. Ishta kama dukha. So, by this, he indicated that they had material desires. So, he is telling that, look, you have material desires, right? Fulfill those material desires by performing these sacrifices according to your varna and ashrama. Perform these sacrifices and fulfill all your material desires. This is the instruction that Brahmaji gave to the living entities. So he says that Devan Bhavayata Anena Te Deva Bhavayantu Vaha Parasparam Bhavayantaha Shreyaha Param Avapsyata. He says, by that sacrifice, please the devatas, because the devatas will come and accept their portion of the sacrifice. Even though the sacrifice is performed for pleasing Vishnu, even though it is a Vishnu sacrifice, but the devatas also will come and accept their portions of the sacrifice. Okay. So by that sacrifice, please the devatas, and te deva bhavayantu vaha, and the devatas will please you. Parasparam bhavayantaha, and being mutually pleased, shreyaha param avapsita, you will attain the highest benefit. So he says that how these yajnas help. When you perform these yajnas for Vishnu, the devatas will also come to collect their share. And once they get their share, they will be very satisfied. And then they will provide you with all the amenities to live in this material world nicely and peacefully. Like that. Here he says, this verse explains how the yajna yields all desires. How yajna yields all desires. How yajna yields all desires through yajna. The demigods are pleased. Okay. So then they provide you with the amenities. Okay. So in that way, there is, with that kind of a cooperation, you know, there is there is very nice standard of living for the living entities. So that's what he says. This verse explains how the yajna yields all desires. He says, by this yajna, please the devatas. You make them pleased by the sacrifices. The devatas will also please all of you. Bhava indicates affection in this verse. Devan bhavayata. Devan bhavayata. Please satisfy the devatas by these sacrifices and they will satisfy. Te deva bhavayantu vaha. And they will satisfy you by providing you with all rains and all these amenities. Okay. Then he says, Ishtan bhogan hi vo deva dasyante yajna bhavitaha tair dattana pradayebhyo yobung testena yevasaha. He says, the devatas yajna bhavitai, yajna bhavitaha. The devatas being pleased with the sacrifice, vaha dasyante, they will bestow on you ishtan bhogan. All the desired enjoyment will be bestowed upon you. Because there is Indra who is controlling the rain, Varuna who is controlling the sea, and Surya Dev who is controlling the sun, Chandra who is controlling the moon, which is all necessary for you to subsistence in this material world. So he says that when the devatas get their share of the sacrifice, they will be very pleased, and being pleased with you, they will bestow upon you the desired enjoyment. But he who enjoys what is given by the devatas without offering to them is indeed a thief. So, who is a thief? A thief is one who receives the amenities from the devatas, but he is not offering, using it in performing yajna. But he is just taking, but not using it for performing yajna. He is a thief. So he says, to make this point clearer, he speaks of the fault of not performing this activity. He who enjoys what is given by the devatas, such as food through the rain, without giving anything to them through the performance of the Panchamaha Yajna and other rites, is a thief. So therefore, he says that therefore, these yajnas are very important, and the yajnas are according to one's varna and ashrama. So therefore, one should definitely perform these activities in order to stay away from sinful reactions. So then he says, Yajna shishta shinasanto muchyante sarva kilbishaihi bunjate te twagam papa. Ye pachantyatma karanat. Okay. So there is a question in the chat box. Are the devatas dependent on our sacrifice? Yes. So it is just like the devatas are just like, in one sense, like a bank. So in bank, the bank needs customers who will deposit their money in the bank. Okay. And the bank will give interest on that money which is deposited in them. As long as they don't use that money, they allow it to stay in the bank. Of course, the bank has its own way of, reinvesting that money or giving loan using that money and getting a higher interest on that. So that way, the bank can also make some profit, right? So whatever may be the internal system, we will not get into that. But the point is that if the customers are not depositing money, but if they are expecting interest, that cannot happen. it is unfair. So are the devatas dependent on our sacrifice? Yes, they are. They are dependent on our sacrifice, for sure. So, and then they give us in return being pleased with our sacrifices. Okay. So he says, Yagya Shishta Shinasanto Muchyante Sarvakilbishaihi Bunjate Te Twagam Papa Ye Pachanti Atmakaranat. So he says, those respectable people, Santaha, Yagya Shishta Ashinaha, who eat the remnants of the sacrifice, Muchyante Sarva Kilbishaihi, they become freed from all the sins. They become freed from all the sins. Who eat the remnants of sacrifice, which means who perform sacrifices in order to show their gratitude to Vishnu and subsequently the demigods, and then use their facilities for their own enjoyment. Such people are freed from all the sins. But those sinful persons who cook for themselves, they suffer from sin. Who cook for themselves means who perform activities for their own gratification and not for the purpose of yagya. Yagyartat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. So, ye pachanti, the word, those who cook for themselves and eat. Ashinaha. Ashinaha means those who eat. So the eat and cook are very symbolic. They are not completely literal. They are not completely literal. The meaning here is that those who try to enjoy without wanting to offer in sacrifice, they get sinful reaction. That is what is mentioned here by usage of the word cooking and eating. Okay. So, like that. So, here Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur mentions, those who eat the food remnants of yagyas, such as the Vaishvadeva yagya, become freed from all sins caused by the five types of violence to living entities. So there are pancha shuna. Shuna means violent actions. Kandani, Keshani, Chulli, Udakumbi, cha Marjani. Marjani means broom. Uda is water. Kumbi means pot. So Udakumbi means water pot. Okay. So, and chulli means chula, stove. Peshani means aata pisne wala, grinding stone. Peshani, grinding stone. Okay. And kandani. Kandani means mortar and pestle. Okay, so he says the grihastha does not enjoy swarga. So kandani, peshani, chulli, udakumbi, cha marjani. So these are the ways in which these are needed for a grihastha or any person to live a reasonably comfortable life. He needs the mortar and pestle to grind the masala, peshani, the grinding stone to make atta. He needs the stove to cook. He needs the water pot to store water. And he needs a broom to keep his house clean. But in doing all these things, some insects may inadvertently be killed. Some insects may fall into the water pot and get killed. Some insects may be, they may be hurt by the broom and then they may be killed. Some insects may fall into the stove and they may be killed, like that. So therefore, day to day, just a householder is engaged in these kind of five types of violent activities. Kandani, Peshani, Chulli, Udakumbi, Chamarjani, Panchashuna. These are the five types of violence, Grihastasya, performed by a householder. Tabihi Swargam na Vindati. And because of which he cannot go to Swarga. So he says, the Grihastha does not enjoy Swarga by commission of the five violent actions towards other living entities caused by using the mortar, grinding stone, the stove, the broom and water pot. This is what Vishnu Smriti says. Okay. So therefore, but by performing yajna, a person gets freed from all these sins. By yajnartat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. So therefore he says that yajna shishtashina santo muchyante sarva kilbishaihi bunjate te tvagam papa ye pachanti atmakaranat. But a householder who lives for himself without offering the without offering in sacrifice, he actually eats only sins, because even by just by for maintaining himself, he has to use the mortar and pestle, the grinding stone, the water pot, the stove and the broom, through which he will be inadvertently killing many insects and other small things, and for which he will get sins. But if he may use all these things to perform sacrifices for Lord Vishnu, then he can escape those sins. Yajnartat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana, like that. Okay. Any quick comments, discussion points, questions before we move ahead? Okay. So let's do one thing. Today we will have a short discussion because I'm feeling a little tired. So we will pause here. And we will continue this discussion next Friday. So I apologize for keeping it short today. Maybe some of you might be blessing me for ending it early. But I have few more things to complete and I am feeling a little tired also. So we will pause here and then continue this discussion tomorrow, next Friday. So thank you all very much. Thank you very much for your patient listening, and we will continue it next week. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.